So let's talk about ovarian cancer checkpoint inhibitors. Unfortunately, right now, I think maybe a lot less excitement than the first two topics we call, but hope for the future. And Ursula reviewed this. So I guess one thing to talk about briefly, Ursula, is the issue of MSI in ovarian cancer. Can you just comment on that? Do you consider MSI something that should be done on all patients with ovarian cancer?
It's a good question. The ASCO just generated some genetic guidelines for ovarian cancer. It just got published in the JCO a few weeks ago. Panos Konstantinopoulos, my colleague, is the first author. And they've gone another step. Obviously, we all know that all patients with ovarian cancer should undergo germline testing. But here it really expands and says certain subtypes of ovarian cancer, and these subtypes will have a higher chance of being MMR deficient, and those are clear cell, endometrioid, or mucinous cancer. So the guidelines now recommend that these specific histologic subtypes of ovary cancer undergo mismatch repair testing. For high grade serous, it's really left up to you. They sort of thought that, you know, it's okay to do it. Didn't come down firmly on a strong recommendation, really, because the incidence of a germline MMR, you know, mutation high grade serous is pretty low. You know, I have here one up to 8%, but it's probably closer to 3% or so.
So a lot of the discussion that you went through was, you know, hope for the future, new strategies for the future. And, you know, I really recommend that people check out your talk and go through a lot of really interesting strategies. But maybe you can just sort of provide an overview of some of the things that are being looked at and maybe what you're most excited about.
Yeah. So, you know, here we've talked about cytotoxic agents. And, you know, the one way to test those are going to have to be phase three trials. You know, our group did a phase two of pegylated liposomal doxorubicin and pembrolizumab and showed a, you know, pretty decent response rate. But I think in the end, it's really going to be the randomized phase three study, unless you can really zoom in on a specific, more specific patient population. I think that, as I mentioned before, has to be the way to go. Certainly, you know, immunotherapy agents plus targeted agents, such as a PARP inhibitor, combining two immuno-oncology agents together, such as a anti-PD-1 plus anti-CTLA-4 agent. And then, like what's been done now in multiple ovary cancer studies, both in the upfront setting as well as the recurrent setting, adding IO to anti-angiogenic therapies. And there are others as well. They're triplets. So there's the OPAL study that's combining bevacizumab with a PARP inhibitor and an immunotherapy drug. And, you know, we're already seeing that sort of phase two design now being brought up also into the upfront setting with all the upfront trials that are testing these kind of different permutations of these different therapies. The question is going to be, is that the way to go, even in the recurrent setting? And we'll have to see. In the upfront setting, it's just so hard to define a patient population because you're really starting with a clean slate on that tumor and you just know so much about it. In the recurrent setting, it's you can really tailor the therapies a little bit better based upon platinum sensitivity or resistance, HRD, other genetic biomarkers.
Not to mention that the upfront setting with ovarian cancer is getting a little complicated nowadays just in terms of straightforward practice. We spent an hour and a half on Monday, and I still wasn't sure at the end of it exactly where we are, but I guess we'll figure it out with time.